I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife Resources Report. Believe it or not, the early bear seasons have sneaked up on us, and they're only a couple of weeks away. We'll talk about why they stage hunting so early here in the Mountain State right after this. West Virginia has three different early bear seasons in the fall, and the first of them in Logan, Mingo, Wyoming, and McDowell County is just a few weeks away. Colin Carpenter is the DNR's bear project leader and tells us there's a reason that those four counties are first.
We don't have the option, of course, of having a buck firearms bear season down there because we have no buck firearms season. So we also try to encourage hunters that do have hounds to come down and participate in these seasons down south where we might not have quite as many bear houndsmen. So, yeah, this is one of the key ways that we help control the bear population in those four counties.
Now, they also don't want to have it later in the year toward bow season because that could impact deer hunting in those areas. Later in September and on up in October, there are two more early seasons that houndsmen will want to get involved in.
We've got our mountain county season, which, of course, that's all a part of 16 mountain counties, and that runs for the week prior to archery season. So it comes in on the Saturday prior to archery season and goes out on that Friday right before our bow season starts at September 19th through the 25th. Raleigh, Boone, Fayette, and Kanawha. It is October 3rd through the 9th.
The early seasons are aimed at population control, and that comes early because there are still female bears available, and also because mast at that point isn't really a factor.
You know, our strategy for years was to protect that female segment of the population, which is why we had our season set in December, the primary season. But as we've switched gears over the years and tried to actually control population growth where we want to get more females killed, we're timing the seasons when all those females are still out of the den and available for harvest.
And as you can tell, the bear population in the state is strong right now. Carpenter says the Labor Day hunt in southern West Virginia has also become an attraction to hunters from elsewhere, despite that late summer heat.
We wondered about that when we first proposed it, but so far it's been pretty well received. You know, like our harvest has increased each of the last 3 years in those four counties, so that's encouraging. The other thing that's interesting is we seem to get a good bit of participation from our neighboring states. So I've talked to houndsmen from Tennessee, Kentucky, North Carolina, and Virginia that all take advantage of that season because it's the only game in town at that time of year. So it's a good way to bring some other folks in to experience our hunting.
You can see more about the early bear season on the DNR's webpage, wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.